am recording
now. Can my brain go now?
Yes. Yeah, so now you can recommence the conversation
so
that
Charlie
I just paused.
Charlie Tuna, the radio guy, and Charlie Tuna, the baritone singer, are two different people.
Yes.
So Drew just informed us that the artist that we played on yesterday's post show is not Charlie Tuna. It's Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna. And he's with somebody. I forget the...
Oh, I get it, because you called him... Right, that's Charlie Tuna. I remember Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna.
But you were calling him Charlie Tuna.
Yeah,
now you're realizing it's actually just pronounced Charlie Tuna.
Yeah, without the R, you kind of
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna. Yeah, okay. you kind of gloss over the
very,
R.
I was very confused.
I was too.
I was very
trying
confused.
To figure out what Tuna was, but it's tuna. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I poked around this guy's discography.
Because you thought it would be nice to touch his body.
I guess it would be nice.
I'm with you 100% on that.
I don't know. I just like he's so ambivalent. It's like I guess it would be nice
if you heard the,
to touch your body.
If you heard the last hour of the show when you did your little bit, I'm 100% with you on that from the George Michael face one.
I guess
it would be nice.
I guess if I
touched
maybe.
Your body.
Just touch it.
You know, not everybody. It's got a body like you. No, me. It's got a body like.
It's got a body like
me.
Play it, Sam.
Yeah, play it again. Bring us that horizon. Yes. Okay, so I can touch your body.
If I could touch your body, not everybody has got a body like you.
Like you, okay.
But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away.
Well, that took a leap.
Yeah.
I mean, that escalated quickly, didn't it? I'm gonna give my heart away.
Oh, but I need some time off.
You know the song?
No, it's actually really catchy.
Wow,
great song. This was what really elevated him post Wham. Was this
song. This album was huge.
Yeah. But it was this song. This was like the first single off that album. I remember the video and him dancing. Lots of shots of his butt.
The video
was almost all his butt.
All his butt.
It was just his butt in tight jeans.
It was his butt shaking back and forth.
Acid washed tight jeans.
I didn't realize that George Michael had
a butt.
I mean, I guess I didn't think about it, but.
It was the butt and it was that just
the
perfectly shaved, no beard beard. Like it was, he had this beard.
Stubble.
The stubble, but it was like, it was like perfect. it was just like.
It was very manscaped.
It was so manscaped.
Okay, like, now I need to see
it was just, it was like the, it's like you can't duplicate the George Michael beard. It's like impossible.
No, but the whole point of that video was so look at my butt.
It was look at my butt.
Yeah.
Check out my beard.
Check out my manscaping.
And my guitar. Right. I'm going solo and I'm, you know. And so he did this song and then and it was like, everybody's like, ooh. This George Michael sans Wham.
He's edgy.
It's pretty edgy.
I didn't realize that George Michael is so edgy.
And then he brought it.
He was pretty edgy, I'd say, for the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, he was pretty edgy.
Well, he followed it up with Father Figure.
And
that was like,
I want your sex.
And then I want your sex.
That was another one.
So, like, the trio. Like, he baited everybody with his butt.
he sucked us all in.
Was this Monkey?
Nope.
Oh, no.
This is I
Want Your Sex. Monkey's my favorite off that album.
I like Father Figure.
Father Figure's great. Oh, yeah.
Real edgy.
Such edge.
This was very, actually, pretty controversial. For the time it came out.
You never know this either? You don't know this either?
Nope.
This doesn't get any play anymore.
No.
You'll still hear Faith. You'll still hear Father Figure. You'll even still hear Monkey every once in a while.
Monkey's great.
But you never hear this anymore.
It's in the system.
You know, sometimes you think you're gonna get it.
But you don't. But you don't.
Just look in my eyes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Friends,
where mine is. Exactly.
No, that is not. That's why you don't hear it anymore.
We were friends. Yeah. You know, a man's got
his patience.
But this is where my one ends.
Right.
Boom.
We're doing this.
And yet, baby, it's cold outside.
I just imagine so like George Michael at the time. This is where my ends. He just goes, boom. And, like, the clothes just fly off. Bam. We're doing this
he's
now.
He's got, like, the clothes that, like, snap at
like the
sides.
Tear away. Just boom. Off. Just here we go. Let it happen. Father figure was father figure was had like that borderline like creepy. Yeah, this was ooh.
Already,
oh yeah, we're bringing it down.
Oh boy,
yeah,
this is a good song. I like the song.
But he really did cover all his bases because he got like that song was for like the, you know, like the girls just ready to go, and this is the one we're gonna easy and slow. I'll be your father figure.
No, I won't be your father. I won't be you.
I will be.
I thought he said I won't be.
Let's find out.
No, I will be. Hey, he wants to be the father figure.
I want you to call me daddy.
Understand me. Oh, apparently there's a father fingers lyrics. That's not the right song.
I will eat your father's fingers.
Just so creepy.
I don't know what this guy does with his father. This is not what I do with my father.
We'd be happy.
Oh, get ready. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Baby, I would be your father.
Teacher.
I will be your father. I have had enough of time. I will be the one who loves you.
Bring it.
Till the end of time. If you are the dancer,
I'll be the sea.
That's so weird.
If you have a hunger, Drew, hunger for me.
Whatever you ask for, that's what I'll be.
Oh, such a great album. I got to do Monkey now. I got to hear Monkey.
Okay.
Monkey's my favorite. Have lied. Remember, I made you play that one time.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Hey, oh, yeah, I remember that. Don't look down, there's a monkey
on your back. This album was so big when it came out. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he was huge when this came out. And then he came out. Ha! Yeah, because when this came out, he wasn't publicly gay at that point in time.
No. No, he had kind of, like, he had stopped being relevant musically when he came out. Like, he hadn't put anything out.
Yeah, I mean, he had stuff, like, for hardcore fans. There was, like, the one album, like, I remember Fast Love was fairly popular. That was when I started with the Academy of Radio Broadcasting. That song's great, though. This one and I'll tell you what, one of my all-time favorite songs, full stop, is Kissing a Fool. I think it's on the same, isn't Kissing a Fool on the same album?
I don't know.
Is anybody paying attention anymore?
I'm paying attention. I don't know anything about any of these songs or albums. So it's Drew that you're asking.
I need to know. Yeah, I need to know. Kissing a Fool, and there's a Michael Bublé version of that.
You want to try that again?
Michael Bublé version of Kissing a Fool. That's
Let me see if I've got it here.
That's fantastic. But Kissing a Fool is a great... Yeah, it's on the same album.
I've got the George Michael version, but not the Michael Bublé version.
Oh.
I could totally see Michael Bublé covering this, and I haven't even heard him sing.
Top of my karaoke list right here, this song.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You are far. Oh, so good.
When I could have been your star,
Listen to people scared you to death, and from my heart, strange that you were strong enough to even make a start. You'll never find the peace of mind till you listen to your heart.
Oh, such a good song. But the Michael Blue Blade version is really, really good. He brings
that.
He brings that Michael Blue Blade-ness, Blade-ness to it.
Buble.
Yeah.
Buble.
Oh, and then Limp Bizkit went and did a cover of Faith, and that was popular and horrible.
Faith.
From you.
Oh, there it is. I wonder if did they perform at that Alien Fest?
Well, I guess it would be nice.
Oh my God!
If I could touch your body,
oh,
I know not everybody has got a body like me. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too.
Yeah.
Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion.
There's another song named Faith by an artist called Ghost. I don't know if it's a cover, but we're going to find out right now.
iHeartRadio music you should
that
know.
That is not what I want to hear. That's George Michael.
iHeartRadio.
That is not a song either. Okay, I give up.
I'm trying to find the track listing for Faith. Here we go. Okay. One more try. Kissing a Fool was on it. Yeah, that was track number 9.
Kissing a Fool. Oh, yeah, I just found that. Okay.
Yeah, Monkey, Hard Day. That was a big album, boy.
From the album Faith, the only songs you've got in here, Kissing a Fool.
Bless you.
Bless your soul, man.
Thank you.
I'm a soul man.
In the liner notes, I Want Your Sex is listed as I Want Your Sex, parentheses, monogamy mix, with the parts titled Rhythm 1, Lust, and Rhythm 2, Brass and Love, respectively.
What in the world?
This is one of the best songs ever. I love this bass line. Listen to that guy playing bass. He's so good.
Coming to ya on a dusty road.
That's Donald Dutch Dunn playing bass. Love that guy. So one of my bass idols.
You got something. So don't worry, 'cause I'm coming.
Love this song.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm a soul man.
That's John Belushi.
I'm a soul man.
And Dan Aykroyd.
The Blues Brothers.
Got what I got. The hard way.
I owe so much of my musical tastes to the Blues Brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, my brothers had their album when I was very, very little, and I just fell in love with it. I don't even remember how old I was. I couldn't have been more than like 8 or 9 years old. And I absolutely fell in love with the entire album.
Really?
Listened to it nonstop throughout,
so good.
You know, and it's still to this day. I mean, I still enjoy it. The concert album and the movie soundtrack.
We only have like 3 of their songs in the system, which is a shame.
I used to have that movie memorized.
It's a great movie.
I have not seen the movie.
It's in Plex.
Good to know. Give Me Some Lovin' by the Blues Brothers.
Originally recorded by anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know.
Anyone?
Wait, I bet I can find it. Spencer Davis Group. Was that correct? I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was thinking Steve Winwood, but he was part of that, so yeah.
Okay.
This reminds me of that song right there. Reminds me of Days of Thunder. They use it in one of the montage sequences. Oh, by the way, the reviews for Ford versus Ferrari.
It's really good.
Yeah, undoubtedly one of the best films of 2019.
Whoa.
A gripping biopic with thrilling action, smashing performances that is sure to satisfy both fans of human drama and auto sports alike, and it will go down as one of the definitive race car movies ever made.
Wow.
The trailers for it, every single trailer that's come out for it, I'm usually not I mean, I get hyped for movies, but considering this is does not involve alien spaceships or big explosions, I love these types of films. This looked every single trailer for Ford versus Ferrari has looked fantastic.
I agree.
They look really. It just looks like a lot of fun,
and it looks like the type of movie that I would not typically be all that into. Doesn't look like a Drew kind of movie so much, but the way they've put those trailers together and the way they've marketed it, and I think the use of music in their trailers and commercials has a big part of it, has really got me excited.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm really looking forward to Charlie's Angels too.
I don't know if I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to wait to see what you say about that.
Why would you do that? Why would you trust anything that I said in regard to...
It's not a matter of trust. Oh, it's a matter of knowing you well enough that I can interpret.
Okay, gotcha.
I can interpret a John reaction to a movie and get a pretty good gauge of whether or not I would like it. Okay. It's not a matter of trust.
Gotcha. Wow. Wow. You should say that a few more times. You should say...
Well, it's not like I think you're lying to me about the movie.
it's not a matter of... There is no trust. There would be no trust, John.
It's not a question of whether I trust you or not.
There is no trust here,
That's not John. A factor. Like, there's... I can tell which movies that you love, whether or not I'll love them or not.
Do we want to hear any of the
I'm curious.
Yeah, all right.
Let's knock out promos super quick.
Okay, let's do that real quick.
And then we can...
Wait, you said knockout promo super quick? Sam, he's gotten so funny.
I don't know. Should we be listening to this?
He's such a funny
statement?
Guy. No, I was kidding to the fact of us getting promos done quick.
Oh, I know. I know you were kidding about that.
Oh, okay. We can do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it live.
All right, I'll do blue.
Okay, I have to wait for it to come
I'm
up
gonna do
in
pink.
My phone.
Are you ready, people? Ready, people? Party people?
I'm not.
Let's
I don't
go.
Have it.
I'm ready.
No.
I'm so
I
ready.
Don't have
Let's go, people. Come on, party people.
I don't have it.
Let's go. Let's go. Chop, chop, chop.
I don't have it.
Let's make it happen.
I don't have it yet.
Come on, people.
It's not in my inbox.
How do you not have it? I have it.
It's not in my inbox.
Refresh your inbox, you fool.
Wow, Sam.
I'm turning the post show off at this point.
Too bad I am in your ears. And you cannot escape.
All right.
I'm sorry for rushing you, John.
I got it now. We're fine.
I feel bad.
But don't feel bad.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I accept your apology.
Okay, good. Ready? Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
Reaction and fallout from the first day of public impeachment hearings, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
Plus with Americans polarized. Nope. Start over. That's going to be long.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
Reaction and fallout from the first day of public impeachment hearings, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
And with Americans as polarized as ever, is there a problem with us having... I'm doing blue.
Okay.
I can't. This polarized as ever is the problem. We have too much empathy. It's
fine.
The word salad.
Fine.
It's word soup. Thick.
Soupy.
I'm waiting to go.
I guess it would be nice.
If I could poke
finish the
body.
Promo. Oh,
wow. Okay.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
Reaction and fallout from the first day of public impeachment hearing, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
Plus with Americans as polarized as they have ever been.
Yes! Yes!
Plus with Americans as polarized as they've ever been, it's a problem that we have too much empathy.
Yeah. Pinkies up in the air, like spotlight shining in the sky. You can see it from face.
Damn straight you can.
Write your own damn promos from now on.
Wow. You wrote the line and you can't say it.
I stumbled one time.
You're a failure.
One time is enough.
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Why don't I just do the whole promo? I'm kidding. Let's get her done. Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
Reaction and fallout from the first day of public impeachment hearing, starting with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
Plus, with Americans as polarized as they've ever been, is the problem that we have too much empathy?
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
We're keeping it.
Yeah, we'll let it slide, but it probably shouldn't.
I know.
Polarized as they've been.
I didn't go they.
Ever.
They've.
We're empathetic.
We can redo it.
No, we're not.
No, we're not redoing it.
No, we're not.
Let's redo all.
We're not redoing it.
Let's redo the whole show.
We're not redoing it.
Let's just scrap the whole show from today and just redo it right
this
now.
This is already more interesting than the stupid impeachment inquiry here.
It's so much more interesting.
We also need to talk about what we're doing for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, too.
Yeah, we did promise
Ready?
That.
Ready?
We did.
Yeah. Ready?
Yes. Yes.
My tummy hurts.
You asked us to get ready for that?
I don't have any tums. I'm sorry. I cannot assist you.
Ready? 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 Yes. My tummy hurts.
Ready? 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 I have indigestion.
Ready? 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 Yes. I have to fart.
That's not what I said.
Ready? 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 I'm lactose intolerant.
That would be real news.
All right.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew, the first day of public impeachment hearings, and we'll talk with Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. I got this. I know why he's here.
Okay. That's good. We have one more to do.
John didn't know why you were here.
We actually have two more to do.
Two more to do.
Ready?
Ready.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. It's the first day of public impeachment hearings, and we'll talk with Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
All right, one more.
Okay.
Put your phone down.
Get out of my face.
No, not you, Grant. You're fine, Grant.
Not you.
You can touch.
Sam was in there just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, nah.
Crushing. Candy crushing.
So randomly.
Candy crushing.
That would be so crushing randomly hearts. Aggressive.
Like, I'm sorry I can't do this
down,
in person.
Put your phone down.
But I think this is over now.
Deleting D pics off of Twitter.
Wow.
You know, every once in
mute,
a while you need to clear
mute,
out.
Mute.
Seen it. Seen it. Seen it.
Save. I'm kidding. That's the joke.
Stop sending me these string beans.
Oh, God. Is that what you call a quality photo? Well,
somebody needs Blue Chew.
You should just start back. Take some Noxitril. Try it again later.
I should be doing those spots. You know what I feel like? All the random men in my Twitter DMs could use Noxitril.
Oh, my God. No. You should not be
so
doing those
funny.
Spots.
That'd be so funny.
It would not be funny in your DMs.
Yeah, that's true. Because then all those Noxitril.
Be like, well, you know, I don't need any Noxitril.
But if it gets people listening,
I guess it would be nice.
All right, come on. One more.
Use the promo code SAM.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So much bad.
No.
All the bad.
No. Money's money, man. Ready? You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson. Cute.
It's my turn.
Fight.
I just did the, you looked at me weird because I did a long pause at the 103.5.
Right.
I know.
Damn it.
I know I am.
Damn
what's
it.
What's it like to be so wrong?
I know.
I feel like crap.
I hope you think about this later in the day. And just like,
it's so,
oh.
It so doesn't matter. But
I feel like absolute crap.
Garbage.
I feel right. like garbage.
Well, that's what you are.
Thanks.
You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew, the first day of public impeachment hearings, and we'll talk with Katie Pavlich from Fox News all about it.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Let me just insert
just throwing in words.
Sound.
Just adding words right to the end.
It was Walter's one.
So that I can so
it
talk
was why it was Walter's. Trouble begins
but
to
I
run.
Need to know when you're going to end.
No, you don't. Stop you need to just like pump God. The brakes on your blah-bitty-blah.
Ah!
Hey, real quick before we wrap up the post show today, because we do have people in studio we need to talk to. Tomorrow, so right now...
We're going to try something new tomorrow.
We have, right now we have this situation. Do we want to call attention to the situation?
Yeah. Okay. Our breaks have been extraordinarily long, which is just sort of a culprit of our success, right? Show's doing better, got better ratings. We're doing, more and more people want to market their wares within our broadcasting, within our programming, which is awesome. It's a good problem to have, but it has resulted in longer than normal stop sets,
so
which John and I and Sam, we're not fans of, because we want to get back to the show, and it's like, oh, we still got like 2 minutes left.
So the result has been like, we get these long stop sets, and so like, we'd be talking like we do off the air, and so we're like, Sam, you might as well come in studio, because we've got all the time in the world. And so we thought, what if tomorrow, instead of the post-show podcast, we do an in-show podcast? And so
during, we're going to do a during show podcast.
During show podcast. So during the long commercial breaks,
we're going to pop the, we're going to start recording.
And
we're going to have, and we're going to post it after the show, and we'll compile them all together, and it'll be like just one long file basically by the end. It may be very disjointed. I don't know how it's going to sound. It may be awful. But yeah, tomorrow after the show, instead of a post show podcast, or we may even do a post show podcast in addition to it. I don't know. We're going to post a during show podcast.
Something
that's never been done. It's never been done, Grant.
The during show show.
During the show. It's the other show that happens during the show.
Yes, we're going to try that
tomorrow. You'll be
able to
hear it tomorrow. And it sounds like a great idea in theory. It's probably going to fail miserably, but you'll all be able to listen to it.
But we have some really entertaining conversations during breaks.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. You know, because that's...
Well...
You know, because usually there's a... We don't know. And then
we'll
once
see.
The pressure's on, we'll have to see.
We'll see how
it goes. Well, we should have just done it without telling everybody, hey!
No, we got to promote it.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
That's what happened.
Take it back.
All right. Good. So that'll happen tomorrow.
It's settled.
All right. I think that's it. I think we're done.
I think so.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. E.